and welcome to our ninth Game of Life Masterclass session. Before we begin, I want to remind everyone to download all the recordings of the calls and bonuses from the Masterclass Central webpage. Be sure to do that. This is our next to last session. Now, I would also really love it if you would share with me a testimonial of your experience with this class. If you would email that to me or send it to me through Messenger, I would so appreciate it. And of course, I'd love to hear what your thoughts are on the class. I do want to mention, because some of you may not know about this, that I do have a Manifesting with Florence membership that meets on Wednesdays at noon Eastern time. We meet at least four times a month. Sometimes there's five Wednesdays in the month, and we will meet on that fifth Wednesday. Sometimes we don't, but we do meet at least four times a month on Wednesday at noon. It is a Zoom call, and typically I do not post that Zoom call on the website, but on the website you get a little bit of everything to support you in moving forward with your life and creating higher outcomes. During the calls, we talk about everything. We talk about Florence's work. We talk about how to implement the things that she teaches. We talk about the energy that's affecting the planet and how we can best navigate the things that are happening today. So I would love to welcome you to that membership. Okay, so let's create our safe, sacred space and dive into our session. So just place your feet flat on the floor, and with your hands gently in your lap, just close your eyes. And with a really deep breath, just focus your attention on your heart. And now with another deep breath, just shift your focus to gratitude for the blessings in your life. And now just ask yourself these questions. Who am I? What do I want? What's my purpose? What makes me happy? And now with another deep breath, simply allow yourself to be aware of your physical body, your hands in your lap, and your feet on the floor. Another deep breath. On the inhale, focus again on your heart. And on the exhale, allow yourself to hear the beating of your heart as a sound or feel it as a sensation. And we begin with a prayer. Father, Mother, God, Creator of all that is, we are so grateful for this opportunity to come together as one with singular intention. We ask for your help to expand into a greater awareness of being. And we ask for your assistance to understand Florence's teachings at a greater level of mastery and apply them to fulfill our square of life, to manifest as our reality the dreams and desires of our heart. All that's ours by divine right, under grace. And together we broadcast out love of the highest order, healing from within to without. In deepest gratitude, amen. And with eyes still closed, we come together as one with singular intention of transcending the fear of our planet to be the vibration of love. And now I ask Florence's spiritual energy and that of the angelic beings of love and light to join us and create a circle of love. Archangel Michael gently takes your hand and guides you to the circle where Florence and I take your hand and complete our circle. And through the ethers of time and space, we come together as one. And now I ask an aspect of you to please step into the center of our circle. And now with a deep breath, the angels and I infuse you with love of the highest order. We see you as powerful, fearless, as one with all that is. We infuse you with strength, stamina, and healing love energy, holding you safe in all directions of time. Accept in this moment the knowing that all that makes your heart sing with joy is already yours. Breathe deeply of this love light. And now once again, rejoin with hands our circle of love. And together we send unconditional love to each other across the soils and waters of Mother Earth. And through this singular intention of empowered support, we hold to this energy of being magnets for life experiences of this high vibration of love energy. And now with a deep breath, we ground into this energy. Just see roots from your feet go into the soils of Mother Earth, down to that core light of healing, loving energy at her center. And with a deep breath, bring this all-powerful love energy back up through the soils to your feet, up your legs, to your heart, fully grounding this magnificent vibration of love as yours, now and always. And when you're ready, open your eyes. Okay, so this week's class dives deep into the ninth chapter of the Game of Life, Perfect Self-Expression and the Divine Design. This chapter supports us to not only overcome fear, but to raise our internal vibration to an elevated vibration of love to align and sync with our superconscious higher self. that divinity within. Lawrence tells us, God's will be done, not man's. God's pattern, not man's pattern, is the command we find running through all the scriptures, and the Bible is a book dealing with the science of the mind. It's a book telling man how to release his soul or subconscious mind from bondage. The battles described are pictures of man waging war against mortal thoughts. A man's foes shall be they of his own household. She's telling us that God's will is of love of the highest order, while man's will is tainted with fear of this physical world. Florence has explained to us in previous chapters that our mortal mind, our analytical 3D mind, takes in sickness, lack, limitation, poverty, and death, experiences that inflame powerful feelings and emotions within us. And through these emotions, we write neural pathways of belief, or subconscious records, as Florence calls them. We write these neural pathways of belief about ourselves and our experiences that dictate the manifestation of our present and future experiences. When these beliefs are written from our experience of pain, they're negative and lay the foundation for us to create more experiences of pain and suffering. So picture this. You're already at a high, intense level of stress, and then someone says to you, you're going to fail. That's not going to work. You can't have that. You're not good enough. No one's going to believe you. That one's rough. Or you get a dressing down from a superior, or you're humiliated in some way by a family member or friend or a coworker, and your body is feeling all these intense emotions of anxiety. And when you're already at an intense level of stress, and then someone says something to you that's degrading or demoralizing, it not only adds to that expression of stress and anxiety, that experience, whether in words or actual experience, engraves into your subconscious energetic field a negative neural pathway of belief. Again, Florence calls it a subconscious record. And that subconscious record is highly charged with the emotions of anxiety, frustration, resentment, humiliation, embarrassment, anger, outrage, all highly explosive emotions. The energy of this experience that's now engraved into your subconscious creates a pathway for your life that's based on these powerful, not good enough emotions. And subconsciously, you create the next experience of your life based on this neural pathway of belief that you're not good enough in some way. And then you create the next and the next until you've created a life that's based in a subconscious belief of I'm not good enough. So you play small. You don't ask for anything because it's safer to be invisible so no one hurts you again. And in the bigger picture, that play small, be invisible mindset of energy, that makes you a magnet for abusers, both physically and mentally. This life pathway can be changed. And today's a good day to start that change. These are the mortal thoughts that man wages war with. These thoughts that create neural pathways of belief are the foes of man's household. The foes being energy containers of fear. Thoughts, feelings, and emotions that are overloaded with fear. Fear is not our natural state. Fear of this physical world holds us in bondage to the point that we become afraid to dream of something better. Years ago, I discovered that I no longer dreamed of something better, no longer decided on what I wanted to be, do, or have, because if I didn't decide, I couldn't be hurt by not getting what I wanted. And then that internal hidden belief grew to the point that I felt like my life was over. There was no way to escape the box I'd allowed myself to be put into. And I may have told you that the man I was with for over 20 years, he was my warden of the cage that I lived in, my mental cage. He told me that he hated Florence Govel Shin because her teachings supported me to use my power, and he didn't like me using my power directed at him. He was my warden, but the reality was I was held in bondage by my own hidden beliefs of not being good enough to, well, really, to have anything that I wanted. At a subconscious level, I believed I wasn't good enough. I didn't deserve to improve my life in any way. And as it turned out, it just became this perfect storm of emotions and thoughts and feelings and experiences that led me to the point of feeling like my life was over. It's crazy how that happens, but it does. You just fall into this perfect storm. Now, the energy flow from manifesting something better was being blocked from the resistance within me. This wasn't to say that I wasn't manifesting wonderful things at the same time, because I was. But the internal life of my soul was wounded, and those wounds weren't healing. It was like I was constantly bleeding my life force energy. I was resistant, resistant to dream, resistant to decide, resistant to feel anything different than despair. I held my breath all the time because I had made living at an intense level of fear an art form. I had perfected it. Oh my gosh, I've gotten so good at that over the years. And then back way 30 something years ago, back then, Florence saved me the first time. You know, she actually saved me twice. The first time in the early 90s and then again in 2020s. It became easy to see how fear controlled everything I did, everything I thought, and how I attracted to me like a magnet difficult experiences, relationships, and drama in all shapes and forms. Now, 30 years later, it was different. It wasn't as crazy as it was 30 years ago, the things that I would attract and create. But it was still intense unhappiness. So way back when I was originally introduced to Florence's books, like I said, I was so far down, the only place to go was up. And up I went. Blessing after blessing showed up for me. I became an expansion of energy that was miraculous. And then I got blindsided with adversity. And then again and again. And then blessings would come, but on the heels of a blessing was some form of adversity. I began to notice how my body felt when the adversity happened. Florence said that what I was feeling was that resistant energy, that resistance. I was resistant. Well, of course I was resistant. Nobody likes adversity. And I asked my angelic team to show me what this all meant. And they showed me how the resistant energy we feel in our body is a sign from within that there was an energy blocking me, an energy that was holding me in bondage, a fear, a neural pathway of belief that I wasn't good enough. Now, in the beginning, it was like going down a dark rabbit hole. But the deeper I went into that energy, gaining an enlightened understanding of what was happening, the more the light began to break through the darkness. And on the other side, I could see how the adversity wasn't blindsiding me to punish me. No, the adversity was the only way the universe could get my attention, to show me the resistance that I held in my body, the resistant belief that I really didn't deserve what I wanted. Now, to see it and to understand that the feeling wasn't true, that belief was not true. And so many times we feel an energy within us. It's uncomfortable. We don't know what it is. And we're so caught up in getting through the day in survival mode that when we see it, yeah, there it is. We see that energy, but either we don't have time to deal with it right now because we're being chased by a grizzly bear, or we don't know what to do with it. Now, I've said this before. When we set our intention to improve our lives, that intention puts wheels of energy into motion. Formless energy begins to mold into the shape of an experience or material thing that we want. But if there's an energy within us that's blocking us, the universe will step in and cause some form of adversity, not to punish, but to get our attention. Unfortunately, when we're faced with adversity, the first thing we want to do is throw up our hands and scream, "This is too hard. It's too hard to improve my life. Every time I try, I get blindsided by some form of adversity." You know, some people will say that everything just goes wrong. You know, it's like everything goes to hell in a handbasket. My grandma used to say. And that's how it feels. But when we step back as the observer, what are we supposed to look like? You know, it's feeling like the universe is testing us or dumping on us, but the reality is that's not what's happening. This experience of adversity isn't to punish us for wanting to improve our lives. This experience of adversity is trying to show us that there's a hidden energy within us, a hidden belief about ourselves that's not true. A hidden energy that will sabotage us and stop the molding of the energy that's working behind the scenes to bring what we want to be, do, or have to fruition. It's like we put on the gas for manifesting, but we're trying to put that gas on for manifesting what we want, and then we stomp on the brake when the old energy that was hidden in our subconscious comes out to play. We manifest through us. We also stop the manifestation through us. The good news is that we can stop the manifestation of things we don't want. We powerfully manifest the bad and the ugly, just like we powerfully manifest the good. And I want to throw in here another line of thought. There are times that we're collateral damage of the decisions of others. Been there, done that, wore the t-shirt out. When we're truly using our power, listen carefully. When we're truly using our power, when we're listening to the inner guidance of our higher self, we won't be collateral damage of the decisions of others. This means that when those red flags come up from those other people, we see them and we address them immediately instead of hiding out in fear. But again, we can't do this when we're struggling in survival mode, because when we're stuck in survival mode, we can't think greater than we feel. And no matter how far down in survival mode you are, you have the power to get out. I know this. I've lived most of my life in survival mode, in the darkness so dark that you can't see anything. If I can get out of it, you can too. We have to remember that we are powerful creators. And if you're like me, you You've powerfully created through fear experiences that you do not want. And you've probably done it over and over again. But now, creating what we don't want can stop. When we shift our energy from the fear vibrations of worry, anger, resentment, overwhelm, and stress of any kind, and remember, stress is a vibration of anxiety. That's what it is. Stress is anxiety. We can stop this creation of what we don't want when we shift our energy to that elevated vibration of love. And when we do this, miracles happen. When you were first introduced to Florence's teachings and you felt that empowerment racing through your body, you could feel the limitless possibility of a better, brighter, happier life. And through that energy, that vibration of love, blessings started popping up everywhere in your life. And the more you read Florence's books and held to that empowered energy within you, that joy, that bliss, you reconnected with the elevated vibration of your higher self, your superconscious. And from this vibration, blessings showed up all around you. You grew in spiritual awareness, in spiritual consciousness. Your body took on that elevated vibration of love energy, and the darkness within you, those beliefs about yourself that you aren't good enough, worthy, or deserving, they could no longer hide from your light. The darkness of negativity and fear cannot hide in the light. But Florence doesn't teach us what to do with those beliefs. She talks about rewriting them, but there are no actual action steps. So let's look at the bigger picture of overcoming fear and realigning with the love that is your essence, bringing your three levels of consciousness into alignment. So to make this easier to follow, I'm going to number the steps, but know that these experiences don't always happen in this order. Once you understand the concept of this process, you'll see what I mean. Okay, so number one, we know in our heart that happiness is possible for us. Whatever our happiness looks like for us personally, it is possible. If you don't feel like your happiness is possible, schedule a personal energy coaching session with me, because no matter what you have or have not done in your life, you deserve to be happy. You deserve to live your square of life fulfilled. Okay, so number two, we know that when we're not in agreement of what's happening in our lives, there's an internal battle raging within us. The superconscious knows we not only deserve to be happy, but our happy life is possible, just waiting for us. While the subconscious is saying, no, you can't be, do, or have what you want. And the conscious, it just wants something better, but doesn't see how to get it or how to make it happen. And all of this becomes an internal battle. But when you accept that this is what your life is, whatever this moment is, the internal battle stops. There's nothing to fight about anymore because you're no longer in resistance to what's happening in your life. Now, this doesn't mean you're in agreement. This is just acceptance of what is. When you accept what your life is at this moment, the way is open to accept and use your power to create a higher outcome. And with acceptance comes the ability to breathe. It's as if a vice has been removed from your lungs and now you can breathe. So, number three, it's your breath. Through your breath, dream big. It's through our breath that our angels communicate with us. It's through our breath that we gain access to the superconscious of our higher self. Breathe deeply and decide how you wish to feel and what you really want. Allow yourself to see through your mind's eye the flashes of inspiration of what you wish to be, do, and have. Those flashes come from the inventory of your field of potentiality, that divinity within of your superconscious. Don't hold back. Dream big. Number 4, your body will alert you to any negative feelings or thought patterns you're subconsciously holding by stirring up resistance energy. You'll feel it in your body. Be open and aware. This energy isn't trying to sabotage you or punish you. This energy is alerting you to look within, to observe the energy, to dissolve it back to its native nothingness where it has no power over you anymore. Now, I've specifically shared with you the following the breadcrumbs technique, the Sedona method of release, and we've talked about forgiveness, and I've included, you know, those meditations to help you. Those are all action steps that you can take and use what works for you. Resolving resistance energy will set you free from the bondage of fear and open a door to create a higher outcome. Number 5, ask your angelic team, God, the universe, infinite spirits, Florence, ask them to show you action steps that you can take to bring what you want to fruition. And I've started including the request, please support me to understand the action steps and to take them. Now, when you ask to be shown and you're not getting the guidance that you're asking for, if you think you're not getting anything, ask to be shown in a different way. I've learned that sometimes when I ask a question of my angelic team, it's not the right question to get the answer to what I really want to know. So keep asking till you hone in on what you really want to know. You may not even know what it is that you want to know. But the more you ask, changing the question around, the more you learn about yourself and what your heart truly desires. Sometimes the action step to bring what you want into your reality is simply to stay in the energy of grateful receipt at having already received what you want when there's no sign of it in sight. Number 6. Okay, so I've included meditations to help you to shift your energy and to elevate into that higher vibration of love. When we can achieve that love vibration, that oneness with the divinity within, with that connection to the superconscious higher self, when we can achieve that through a meditation and then bring that energy back as almost like a walking meditation where you're aware, you're awake, but you've sustained that energy, you've sustained that lift, that elevated vibration of love. When you've achieved it and you can sustain it, that begins to overwrite those neural pathways of belief that are negative and harmful, the ones that threaten to destroy you. Shifting that energy starts to rewrite them without actually looking at them individually. Okay, so number 7, prepare to receive what you want. Florence tells us to dig our ditches. Preparing can be so much fun. If you want a relationship, create areas for two. If you want more money, fully immerse yourself in the confidence and relief you would feel at having more money. Shop as if you have the money, making note of where you find what you're looking for so you can go back and purchase when the money shows up. Be creative with how you prepare to receive. After all, this is a game. The game can be fun or not. It's up to us to choose our mindset. Now, when we want to manifest something new and different, we want to be aware of our mindset, of our energy, of our thoughts. Do we believe we can be, do, or have what we want? Is our want energy of love and above vibration, holding tightly to the happiness and joy of getting what we want? Or is our want energy laced with fear, worry, and despair, afraid that what we want isn't going to happen? Remember, manifesting something new is about achieving the feeling of having what we want to manifest. The focus here is on the feeling. After all, you want a new car because of how you'll feel driving the new car, right? If you only want a new car because your old one won't start, then there's that feeling. You want to feel confident that the new car is going to start. It's the feeling. Money is an excellent example. Do you want money because there's not enough in your accounts to pay your bills and you're freaking out? If this is the case, shift that energy to the excitement of paying your bills on time. Give thanks that everything is paid for when you haven't started paying anything. And then, in a miraculous way, the money comes in when there's no sign of it in sight. Worrying about not having enough money seals the deal on you never having enough money, because worrying is a passionate, powerful energy. I like to manifest an influx of money just because I can, just for the fun of it, and especially when I need it. The energy is completely different than despair. I shift my mindset into the fun of just making money appear from nowhere, because I can, and you can too. Florence talks about poise. Poise is being confident, peaceful from deep within, calm, the state of bliss, knowing that all is well. That blissful confidence of knowing that what I want is mine. I have it, even when there's no sign of it in sight. This knowing shifts our inner vibration from fear to that elevated vibration of love, syncing us with the superconscious higher self, where everything is possible. And it's matching the energy of what we want, bringing it into our reality. And when we're the same energy, manifestation is inevitable. Florence talks about man seeing himself having what he wants. She tells us one should not visualize or force a mental picture. But then she tells us a picture or idea should be held without wavering. Well, that holding without wavering is sustaining the energy of having. Visualizing from the elevated vibration of love is powerful. Visualizing this or better. Taking the mental hands off of how one receives and being open to something better. When we're open to what we want or better, we open the way for our highest possible good to manifest as our reality. When Florence speaks of not forcing that mental picture, she's talking about the feeling of needing to force the mental picture. That's due to fear. When you're flowing in gratitude and love, there's no need to force anything. You're flowing in love. You're feeling that whatever it is you want is already yours. And technically, it is, because it's in your field of potentiality. Otherwise, you wouldn't even be wanting it. It wouldn't be on your radar. If you think you're flowing in gratitude, but you're swimming in worry, you're not in gratitude, because gratitude is love energy. Worry is fear energy. You can't vibrate in fear and love at the same time. It's physically impossible to do. So if you're worrying, you're vibrating in fear. Oh, and if you're stressed, you're in fear energy. Stress is anxiety, a fear energy. And when we're in a fear energy, like the survival mode state of being, we can't think greater than we feel. When you learn you're vibrating in fear energy, stop everything. Give your worries to your worry angel. Infuse what you're worrying about with love of the highest order and embrace the love of gratitude. Another example of visioning. Say you want to move. Vision yourself putting the key in the lock of your front door or using the garage door opener to open your garage. Envision yourself walking around inside your new home. Take food out of the fridge. Prepare a meal. Eat at the table. Wake up in your bed. Brush your teeth in the bathroom. Move in through the vibration of your essence and claim this home or better. The house I live in is a fully furnished rental. And when I applied to move in here from Colorado, the realtor was dragging her feet on telling me whether I could have it or not, whether I'd been approved. So the weekend before I called her the last time, I visioned sitting on the dock, cooking in the kitchen, snuggling with Magic on the sofa, walking around the house, laying in the bed in the bedroom. I didn't brush my teeth. I didn't think about that at the time. But if anybody was staying here that weekend, I'm sure they thought the place was haunted because I was everywhere. My energy was here, and I asked this or better. And when I called on Monday, she said, "I haven't had time to look at this." I said, "Okay, I'll wait." And she didn't have time to look at everything I sent her, but she came back on the line and said, "Yes, you're approved." Do your visioning from that state of poise, confident, blissfully happy, fearless, peaceful throughout your body, blissfully knowing with every cell of your body that all is well, knowing what I want is mine. I have it when there's no sign of it in sight. This or better. And when you're visioning with your eyes closed, your brain and body are in alignment with the energy of having manifested what you want. And what you want is your reality. Your body is believing that the experience you've immersed yourself in is actually happening. Your vision is your reality. This is how we create a panic attack through our thinking. We immerse ourselves into the anxiety of an experience and our body reacts. By dreaming big through the vibration of love, you create from the opposite end of the spectrum. You create through your gratitude, joy, and appreciation. Oh, and one more thing. Florence teaches us to be a cheerful receiver as well as a cheerful giver. When someone gives something to you, be sure to accept it with gratitude, no matter what it is. Don't turn it down. A friend of mine who gives and gives and gives told me about her boyfriend wanting to fill her car with gas and pay for it himself. Well, she got upset about him doing that. She finally relented, but he wasn't trying to take advantage of her. He was just trying to give back to her in a reciprocal giving. and she finds it difficult to allow others to give to her. So when she refuses to receive, she blocks not only her own good, but the person who's trying to give to her too. When you reject a gift, you not only block your flow of prosperity, but you block the gift giver's flow of prosperity too. So keep that in mind. Okay, so let's recap what we've covered in this chapter. We unpacked and learned that man's will is tainted by fear. When we're in the flow of love energy, we're flowing in the love of God's will as one, syncing with our superconscious higher self, that divinity within. And when we feel that we have to force a mental picture, it's a sign we're holding the picture in fear. When we're in love energy, there is no need to force. There's no feeling of having to control. It's a flow from infinite intelligence, and we want to be open for that flow. We learn to be aware of our mindset, and the energy of our mind and body is vital to maintaining the flow of love of the highest order in order to attain that state of being of poise. And we learn that the poise that Florence speaks of is that deep sense of being confident, peaceful from deep within, being calm, experiencing that state of bliss and knowing all is well. It's that blissful confidence of knowing that what we want is ours. We have it even when there's no sign of it in sight. And to keep our prosperity flow open, we must be a happy receiver as well as giver. And one more thing before we complete. Your dreams are important. The things that bring you joy are important. You are important. No matter what you have or have not done in your life, you deserve to live a fulfilled square of life. Your version of heaven on earth, whatever that version looks like for you, it's your birthright. If you have any questions about this, please post in the private Facebook community and I'll answer and we can all discuss. Okay, so next week is our last session. If you want to do more with me, take what you've learned to a deeper level, let me know. Click respond to an email or post in the Facebook group, or you can PM me. And as always, we're moving a tremendous amount of energy. Be gentle with yourself and drink lots of water and get more sleep if you can. And next week, we're going to dive into Chapter 10, Denials and Affirmations. And that completes our session.